some of the people that were there with you at the time?
Ben Yishrei, Shmuel Kamenetsky, David Shrei, Yankel Schiff, Rav Eisman, Misha Eisman, a bunch of Kletzker at the time, Nochum Berger-Levsky, I can't think of all the names.
I just wanted to get an idea.
Yeah.
And what was the, how can I put it, what were some of the experiences that you had at that time that you could recall that were characteristic?
I don't know what you mean. I mean, they were characteristic.
I mean, what was going on in the yeshiva at the time?
You're not sitting alone. Nothing was going on in the yeshiva. We sat in line, that's all. Talking and learning, listening. Once in the Dorashi would come in during the weekend and give shiur. Don't forget it, but yeshiva was very busy at that time in Varetzola. It was busy in Ezra Steyr. So he would come in during the weekends and give shiur.
Mm-hmm. How long were you there? Were you here for?
How long was I in Lakewood?
Yeah.
8 years.
8 years. Okay, then what did you do after that?
Michael took over my shtel in the Rabbanis, my father's shtel. And I tried to do various things to make a living. An Orthodox rabbi didn't make no money in those days.
What rabbi?
An Orthodox shalom.
I understand. So, are there anything, characteristic things that you can remember that you experienced with Rabban that are something that you could relate to other people that's unique?
Rabban was a unique personality.
Yeah.
There were a lot of Gedalim in the world, in America at that time, and in Eretz Yisrael at that time, and before that time, there were a lot of Gedalim. I'm not going to measure Uvedki Kemberlein of Inzigelein, you understand? But Rabban was unique in that Rabban was the one who changed the perspective by Yeshivalite in the United States that everybody was Midgelein before, there were yeshivas before, but the Torah was secondary and everything else was before that, primary. And he changed it around that the Torah became primary and everything else became secondary. And second of all, what I said about Rabban was the fact that his godless was that he was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. He was the person who was involved in every aspect of Chinuch and every aspect of learning and every aspect that was pertaining to Klal Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very dynamic personality. Very dynamic. I grew up and there were a lot of gedalim in my house in and out when I was growing up, so I normally didn't have the spilus.
Right.
But when the first time I saw Rabban, his eyes, those blue eyes just pierced you right through and through. And he knew every single bacher and yugaman and the yeshiva, his strengths and his weaknesses and everything.
Are there any particular incidents that you remember that stand out?
No, I don't remember particular incidents. No.
Just general.
Just general.
Mm-hmm. What's thing about some things that were at the shiurim that you remember?
Shiurim, his derech was everything was like a mathematical equation.
Was
very involved. Sure, more involved.
Okay. So, not much else. What else could I ask you? Well, I'm trying to get more background on it. So that's it. So there's nothing else you could add.
But there is to add. I'm not a person who delves on my salah.
I understand, but things
I didn't even delve on my slach and my uncle's attack the book or so.
Who's your uncle?
Ramesha Feinstein.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yeah, so he asked me my says to me everything that each Gadol did was normal. Nothing was abnormal. So don't you leave an abnormal impression on me. You understand what I'm saying? you don't, not have my cookie cutter, then I don't want to have nothing to do with you, you understand? Years ago, it wasn't that way. Rabban gave cover to Pierre Chabert and other people, because I remember even in Lakewood before I got there, Herzog said a shir in Lakewood, and I was there when Unterman said a shir in Lakewood, so.
What changed? What changed? Why did it change?
The whole world changed. I don't know why it changed. I got my theories, but I'm not going to get into it.
Okay. I think so. But you still see that he created something that was unbelievable at the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Uh-huh. He was the driving force. He created the whole concept. I told you the Torah is primary. Mm-hmm. And therefore, he created the derech to want, the desire to sit and learn. Mm-hmm. And that in and of itself was something you have to strive for. Mm-hmm. Before, you know, guys learned, they went to the Rabbanis, they went to college, they went to this. Mm-hmm. Understand? Now, the main thing is you strive to learn. Later on, life brings in certain situations where you have to leave for purposes. So you can go to the college, you can get a career, you can go to business, you can go to something else. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, according to his particular kishreinus, either banish or filled him. But the primary thing was this avasatei and the limarate.
And he changed the way people look at it.
That's right. The way the Americans percept, not the European percept, the way the Americans looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
American yeshiva book.
Mm-hmm. So he transplanted what he had in Europe here.
That's right.
So
he's got that personality, that drive to be able to do it. Not everybody can do it.
You never had any personal experiences with him besides in the field of learning, or, you know, with let's say, Shimush?
Shimush, well, I think he was close with every single bacher. Not like today. He was close with every single one. I mean, he used to discuss things with him. He used to discuss things with me. He used to do things for him, certain things.
He was approachable.
He was very approachable.
But at the same time, we were in awe of him.
Absolutely. He was approachable, but you were in awe of him.
That's kind of about all I can say. Let's think. So that's how you relate it to cats, because I see. He told me he also learned here for a while.
He was there as a man, I think, summer's man. I don't remember. We'd have people coming in for the summer, for this, for that, you know.
Okay, so I'll have to. Could you just give me a finale. Say this is what we're left with. What the new Dar should be looking for based on what the experience was with Rabban. Where are we going from here?
The new Dar should learn that such a thing is covered at Taylor. That's what I think they're lacking today.
They don't have it.
I don't think so. They have Torah, and they're learning Torah, maybe more than we learned in our day, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But the union of Kavod HaTorah, I don't think they have today. I told you, if you're not from my group, they're not Giddush.
You mean the factional, everything is factional.
Everything is factional, mm-hmm. Everything, you have to come out of the same cookie cutter.
Well, they have doctrines that they espouse. Everybody has a doctrine.
Doctrine. I don't know where they get their doctrines, but all right, that is not here. Now that told you that has nothing to do directly with the Rabban, and I don't want to get into it.
I understand. Okay. Okay, maybe. Thank you very much. And,
is there anything else you want to know? Feel free to
I'd like to know a lot, but...
you want to know particulars.
Particulars, because...
Personality particulars. It's difficult to...
if you could recall incidents or experiences.
Particular incidents. Herzog said it here. Unterman said it here.
Yeah.
But there were particular incidents with Bach and with Jungleit, with Mises that I don't see it.
But life is made up of incidents, isn't it?
No, I gave you the general portraits.
Yeah,
I have to start looking for the freckles.
That's right. That's how you people love that. They want to hear all the
stories. I know that. That's where they lose the main purpose. They want to know the freckles. You know, go tell them that everybody in life, regardless of who he is, didn't come out of his mother's womb with Borden Payas and knowing chess.
Well, a lot of people are here, never mind. They go through the whole system and they don't know anything. You know, they know certain things, and that's all. The rest is camouflage.
But that's the whole concept of Kavanata. You understand? You got to realize that there's other Tohachim. You got to realize that there's other Gedalim that may not have my exact view on life. You understand? Like Amalekion, you had Gedalim who had differences. You had Avkuk, and you had Sonnenfeld, and you had they gave each other COVID. They disagreed, but they gave each other. Nebiyuda had Gansa Machlekes and with other Poskim in his door, but one had nothing to do with the other.
Well, I think you need to be a certain stature to have respect.
Yeah, well, that's a possibility, but they try to teach respect, too.
The whole belt is the belt. Even the Gansa belt has no respect for anything.
Uh-huh.
They don't have respect for themselves either.
That's right.
But like I said, I put myself into this job because I saw that maybe the younger generation doesn't understand how all this came about, and they might take it for granted.
Well, they take it for granted. They think that the Torah was given to them. They don't know that it was there beforehand.
That's true. I mean, I've seen it. But still and all, we have a tremendous oil in our Torah that we never had before.
True. I said that. That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. All the yeshivas combined in Europe, that doesn't equal, I think, what Lakewood has to it today, let alone the Mir in Eretz Yisrael.
That's right. Do you come to Lakewood once in a while?
Yeah, I come to Lakewood. Not the yeshiva. I don't go and hang around the yeshiva. It's not my yeshiva. It's a totally different
thing. I live next door to the yeshiva. I don't hang around there. But
my daughter lives in Lakewood.
What's her name?
Kesserman.
What's her husband's name?
Kesserman.
Heiser?
Not Heiser's younger brother.
The younger brother. Oh, Oh, I see. On the other side of the lake.
That's right.
He's a builder.
Yeah, that's right. Building possession in London, killed many years before he became a builder.
Yeah. Well, that's what it was at that time. Everybody came here for the learning. But now Lakewood became a big city.
Yeah, I know. You got more people in Lakewood now than you had in the whole county of Ocean.
That's right. When I came, there was 150 people here, and they could all sit in one corner. And now you have every corner the same thing. 100 corners like that.
In my day, there was no everything we were. The old building was a mansion, an old mansion.
Uh-huh.
That's what the yeshiva was. Then later on, they bought a little building, a dumpy hotel on Forest Avenue. That's where they made the bismillahs and some of the dormitory rooms.
Right.
And that was it. And after everything else had gone involved, it's given the hotels.
So
the Jungleit would live usually on the other side of the cliff.
But I find that the the attitude of Hashivas Satira and B'nai Torah has risen quite a bit because of Avraham's efforts.
Of course, I told you, Torah, the concept of putting Torah as a prime purpose in life, that's what did it. That's what he accomplished.
You see it all over, wherever you go. All in Chicago too, right?
Yeah, all over.
Not the same. But, what can I add?
Sorry, I hit you for a little bit. I have two small items.
Yeah.
One is, I need what they call a biographical sketch of yourself. Do you have something like that?
Do I have something?
Nothing on file that to be used.
In high school.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back and learned again in the special Torah in Chicago, I went to Lakewood. I was in Lakewood 8 years, got married, and I sat in the jail 2 years, and then came back to Chicago and took over or helped my father in the Rabbanis.
What's the name of the shul?
The name of the shul there, still there, Congregation Polytechnic. You have to know English.
What's the name of, what do you call that new name? Is that Rogers Park?
Rogers Park.
West Rogers. That's the, now West Rogers Park is what they call the Jewish neighborhood?
That's right. It was a Jewish neighborhood then also. Mm. It wasn't the Frum neighborhood.
Mm. Well, there was no
Frum. There was there then than there is now.
Mm-hmm. But there was no particular Frum neighborhood at that time.
Well, Albany Park was fairly little.
Uh-huh. So then the center became West Rogers Park.
Eventually, Peterson Park and West Rogers.
Mm-hmm. And there's another name, Lincoln, something, Lincolnwood?
Lincolnwood, that's a suburb.
That's a suburb.
Yeah, that came later.
Uh-huh. And then there's Schofield?
That also came later.
Uh-huh. So you're still in West Rogers Park, that's the center.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Everything started by me and Shul. I mean, the Kail even started by me and Shul.
The lake was cold,
started by me and Shul.
Mm-hmm.
We were by us for about 9 months.
You know, probably related to marriage and, what's his name? From Bellows, Shaul Bellows.
I know Shaul Bellows.
Yeah. Okay. He was my niece's schwer.
Bellow's grandfather,
yeah,
named Khan.
I think I have enough. Another thing I'd like to get from you, a picture, a photograph.
I've done two pictures.
What?
Kind of pictures, all kind of pictures.
No, how can I get the picture, though?
Well, that's another chat.
Is anybody there who comes here to get it for me? Or do you use the, I don't want to use the word, do you use the internet?
If you want a picture, you've got to try and call my daughter. She probably has. Kessler.
Okay, I'll try that. Okay, thank you very much, and I'm sorry to bother you again, but like I said, I'm not a professional interviewer, but I'm struggling along. I'm learning the trade.
Okay.
Okay, Colton, thank you.